Tracy Prim was raised with her two younger sisters on a farm in Richfield Springs, where she was a hard worker, up with the roosters and then to school. She helped her mother birth and doctor animals. She was gentle-voiced and obedient, a follower. Tracy was book smart, a gifted learner and voracious reader, but lacked common sense. She got good-natured teasing for thinking there was a paint color called camouflage that came out of the can multicolored. She was gullible, for sure. And her mother, Diane Griffith, later said, she was the best kid in the world. Mother and daughter had a special bond, so close that Tracy's sister was jealous of their relationship. Despite that, the middle daughter, who shared a room with Tracy, considered Tracy her best friend. Tracy was a devoted Christian. She was active in church and busy with school, where she was involved in sports and played clarinet in the band. She had a close group of girlfriends and was popular with the boys. Diane once took her eldest daughter on a road trip a half hour east to a large dairy farm in Sharon Springs. She was delivering a Jersey cow and would get a horse in return. A guy Diane had gone to school with happened to be on the farm, with Jerry. Jerry, who was almost 10 years older than Tracy, exchanged his address with her, and the two became pen pals, getting to know each other through letters. In one letter, Jerry wrote that God told him Tracy was going to be his wife. Only about 2 months after meeting, they married. Tracy was 18. Jerry started his church on their wedding day. Jerry was cool to Tracy's family, who had visited his church in Richfield Springs a couple of times. When Diane talked to Jerry, he wouldn't look at her. "He'd look down. He'd look away. He'd look next to me," she later said. "He'd look every place but me." She noticed he didn't do that with others. Jerry told Tracy that her middle sister was a bad influence on her because she watched TV. Neither attended that sister's high school graduation in 1986. But Jerry's new bride was interested in connecting with family. Jerry's. Tracy and the children who came of her marriage to Jerry would spend a decade searching for Jerry's children, Serena and Mark. When they finally found them on a reunion website, it took a lot of coaxing to get Jerry to reach out to them. He was not happy, rather downright upset. Tracy's children would exchange pictures and emails with them, but it was only after persistent nudging and the passage.